You think he wanted her to run away with him? Become his partner? Sanders asked incredulously. Quincy shook his head. No. I think he made the same mistake everyone else in this town has made. She didn't shoot her mother. And that deeply, deeply disappointed him. Sanders could fill in the rest. And if he's disappointed... If we don't find them soon, Quincy said quietly, I doubt she'll live through the night. A voice suddenly came from deep in the woods.
Over here! Over here!
A technician cried.
I got something!
They ran. There on the ground, a tiny piece of white cotton, as if torn from a t-shirt.
They went into the woods, Sanders said triumphantly. Quick! Somebody get the dogs!
Adjoining roads, Quincy said immediately. Logging roads, rural routes, dirt roads, anything. Get your men on them, because he didn't come all this way on foot. Abe excitedly began making the calls, and then they were plunging into the underbrush, desperate to find a trail, desperate to find Rainey.
Shit!
Richard Mann said for the fifth time in about as many minutes. He staggered to a halt, wiping the heavy sweat from his brow and giving Rainey a look that was rapidly growing ragged. She pretended to ignore his hatred while lowering herself gingerly to the ground. Not the easiest thing to do with her hands tied behind her back. Her head hurt. She had regained consciousness quickly, but that hadn't done her any favors. When Richard had smacked her with the shotgun, he'd done a good job of it. Her jaw throbbed. She suspected it was broken. Her eye had swelled shut. She thought the socket might be fractured. She was starting to see double with what vision she had left, and the pain was becoming less constant but more acute. Hemorrhage, maybe? Blood clot? The possibilities were endless. At least she was having the last laugh. Her wild shot had caught Richard Mann in his right buttock as he'd swiveled around to swing the shotgun. He'd dismissed it as a mere flesh wound, but after hiking up the steep mountain for a bit, he'd taken to favoring his right leg. His walking was no longer steady. His face had become flushed. They were taking more and more breaks and stopping for longer periods of time. It was hard to tell in the dark, but she suspected he was bleeding heavily.